Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Insanity, whatever you want to call it. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved, get engaged, do something. Make something of your life, as I like to say. I mean that sincerely, really. Do something other than nothing. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I was thinking about the caller in the first hour. Wasn't that wonderful? Don't you love people like that? You know what we can do to you? Yeah, I know what you can do to me. I know what I can do to you, too. We all know what we can do to each other, don't we? You know, I'm as I got older, I love to talk to some of the young guys. And everything they fix by fighting. And at some point in time, they're going to run into somebody, as you see on TV on a regular basis, they think it's going to be an easy mark, and look what happens. I'm not suggesting that I'm going to do that to somebody or what have you, but they're going to run into somebody that's going to do it to them. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. And these people, again, on a regular basis, these people make me, speaking about making me nuts, I got to ask, when she's back on, Kimberly, how this happened. So a transgender satanic worshiper, or anarchist, as she calls herself, won the Republican nomination in New Hampshire, all right, for sheriff. Now, she's an anarchist. And she won, you know how she won the Republican nomination? This is what I tell people all the time. Now, how many times have you guys heard me say over and over and over and over and over again, step up. Do something. Just don't be a fly on the wall. Well, let me tell you how she got in. Nobody else ran. So she pulled papers 2 days before the election. And by doing so, since she was the only one, she got the Republican nod. Now, there was absolutely, she got no endorsements from anybody, no money to speak of, and doesn't expect to win. Just wants to kind of turn it on its, you know, on its side. Her name is Aria DiMezzo, right? She ran unopposed, though she said she'd received no backing from the party. She will face incumbent Sheriff Eli Rivera, four-term Democrat. She says that she's an anarchist and a high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church. There you go. That'll work out well. GOP supporters in county wrote in another candidate who ended up losing. DiMezzo won while running on a platform of F the Cops. So, running for sheriff whose platform was F the Cops. She would not arrest anybody. She would decriminalize drugs, sex work, and illegal immigration. Oh, God bless America. You know why? Do you know how this person got in? Any clue? Anybody? Do you know how? Because we don't get off our butts and do the work we need to do. In this case, I'm speaking to the people in New Hampshire, obviously, the Republicans in New Hampshire. Well, you couldn't find anybody to run for sheriff? Nobody. Even just to be an irritant to the current sheriff. Now, I don't know if the sheriff... Now, here, let me rephrase that. Democrat or not. There's a lot of law-abiding, law-loving, country-loving Democrats. You see them right now who are now they're now finding out what their party is all about. They're now finding out, you know, what's going on in their party that they never saw, well, never paid attention to before. And look what happens. No, seriously, look what happens. So if we start to step up, then we can ensure that people like this don't ever have a chance of getting in. Matter of fact, what's really funny is that she's got a picture of a sheriff's badge on her logo, and imposed over the sheriff's badge is a satanic satanic symbol, right? And it says right on there, her name, for sheriff, F the police. So every drug and dope dealing woman hitting child molester will be voting for her, I'm sure. It's just amazing how we let this happen. And then we can play. I watched it. I went to a page specifically I knew for New Hampshire people, New Hampshire Republicans, and they were complaining about what happened. And I'm going, all right, so who did you run? Who did you get behind? Who did you encourage? Oh, nobody. Got it. All right, got it. Come on, give me a break. You guys have to work with other people. You have to make sure you get out there. And it's not something you find someone 3 days before the election. You need to be out there during the year, a year out, a year and a half out. That person needs to get out and about. They need to see what's going on. They need to meet people in the community. People need to get to know them. Otherwise, you're going to lose every time. Then you're going to wonder what happened. Right? 855 real Joe, 855-73. Hey, look, I'm full of crazy stories today. Dr. B's going to love some of these. Some of them are so crazy, it's just pathetic. Now, singing happy birthday. I guess, is there a happy birthday hand-washing song that I hear about? Anybody know about that? Apparently singing happy birthday now can spread Corona 19. I can't stand it. Oh, God bless America. Not to be a party pooper, but the happy birthday song may be the latest COVID casualty, right? The early advice was to sing happy birthday while washing your hands to ensure that you're taking enough time to clean your hands. But you know what the problem is? It's not so much the song itself. It's the fact that when you're singing P's and B's in the song, you might spit a little. Are we serious? Is that what we've come to? So, we'll see your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after that.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back.
Are we back?
We're back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-325-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. All right, let me just get her in, because you know what? I have so much fun with her, and we deal with the same stuff, and maybe if you hear it from somebody else, you might actually do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like I can't get you to move fast enough when it comes to this stuff. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and we're going to talk about over-sexualized little girls. And Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Oh, my pleasure. Every other kind of social media outlet has shut me down, so I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, you're part of a pseudo-elite club. There's been plenty of people that have been banned for life on Facebook. Me, they every time they smell that I'm around, it's it, shh, bang.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop anything. As a matter of fact, I keep telling people, it's going to get worse, people. It's going to get a lot worse.
It is. We're on a giant sled downhill, mm-hmm. and the big, huge snowball behind us is getting bigger.
And we allowed it to happen.
We did, and there are a lot of good people, a lot of good conservatives fighting, and I don't blame the silent minority, majority, but I do a little. You can't be silent anymore. There are no more excuses.
No.
Not one parent on this planet, in this country, can afford to be silent anymore. I don't want to hear one more parent call me and say, I didn't know. Go to a board meeting, go to a city council meeting, open your kids' textbooks.
Thank you.
And get involved enough. And if the, oh, well, the school district says we're not allowed to sit there and listen to online school. Fine. When your kid is pregnant at 12, don't call me. Just don't.
No.
Don't.
And they give you, illustrations, too. So your kid won't have any problem figuring it out. Let me tell you what.
No, especially in California.
No.
But it's like, I think it's 7 states now that have just adopted this over-sexualized curriculum in school. In school. That parents can't opt out.
But Dr. B, that's 2 things. I'm going to get slapped for this locally, but I don't really care. Because, you know, I have local parents calling me going, my God, I can't believe they're doing this. Really? So you've never opened your child's backpack. You've never opened your book. You've never asked them what they learned in health class today. Because it's been going on for decades, and I've been screaming about it for 10 years that I know of. And to your point, it's kind of like you want to say, I really, did you just wake up to the fact that this has been going on? Have you not seen this anywhere on the news, on anywhere? You know what I'm saying? And
you can't get away from it. No, it's willful. I call it willful ignorance. And it is not just ignorance. It's willful ignorance. You just want to be ignorant because you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to expend the energy that it takes to be a responsible parent. And I have no more patience for irresponsible parents. And I want to give a shout out to the parents that are waking up, the parents who are sending me emails, the parents who are asking forgiveness, you know, from me. I go, you ask for your kid, you know, from your children, ask forgiveness and get on top of it. Even when I was in school, we all covered the birds and the bees, and I went to a private Christian school and it was appropriate. So it's not like we don't know, they don't cover it. They go over it. But now if I've got the curriculum, y'all can get the curriculum. I have it right in front of me. It's horrendous.
We're all adults here. So when you and I went to school, okay, even back me in the 70s, it was truly reproductive health. It was how the parts and pieces worked, how the uterus worked, how the baby formed, all of that stuff, right? And now, if people would actually look at what they're teaching your kids, it is sex education. It is how to have sex. It is the many ways to have sex. Sex with the same sex. How to pleasure oneself. This is what they're teaching now. It's only partially, because remember, they call abortion reproductive health. I'm thinking, really? How can you, with a straight face, call it reproductive health when you're stopping the reproductive system from doing what it was supposed to be doing? And it ain't so healthy for the baby, is it?
No. And this is where I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think it's of course not reproductive health. And I don't even think it's sex education. It's lust education.
Okay.
Pure and simple. It's pornographic. It's depraved. It's sex with cucumbers is not sex education. I just can't. It's disgusting. It's absolute depravity. Like I said, we've fast forwarded within the last 6 months of 50 years of prophecy. And, you know, if you don't know Jesus, you might want to duck. Especially if you are rolling along with what this country and what the media is telling you.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about. Netflix, I want to cover that too.
Well, that's where I was going to go with you right now, is to say, okay, so I've been getting some emails from some of the people listening to the show and go, look, you haven't given the film a chance. You need to go look at the movie. You need to watch it. It's got a great underlying story in it about the girl. They go through the whole thing and say, you know what? Okay,
people are not saying that.
I know,
really?
But let's say I was just going to say that. Let's say that's all true. It's all 100%
yeah.
true. The one scene with the dance that goes on way too long, is way too graphic, removes all of that, nullifies all of that. Because, you know, here I have these girls. I don't want to look at these girls. I don't even want to look at it, even at the 60 seconds I watched it. I was like, I shouldn't have to look at this. there was other ways for me to get that across, and that was a pedophile's dream. So.
Absolutely, and what, you know, this is what the whole feminist movement that drives me nuts. Well, don't, you know, just don't look. You know, if a girl wants to have, you know, everything out flashing for everybody and little booty shorts, and we even explain this to our boys because they know. Y'all need to understand what that does to the male brain. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're, you know, JonBenet Ramsey, you know, at 10 years old, or, you know, a hot 55-year-old. It's men cannot turn that off. And you even put that in front of them, even with Netflix and show, you know, it comes up on social media. I don't even want to look at that.
Yep.
But, you know, it's everywhere.
Explain that, because here's what I say. You know, I get it all the time. Well, boy, you know, that's kind of bad. You know, a woman should be able to wear what she wants to wear. A boy should be able to control themselves. I go, look, chemically, they can't. It's not the way they were designed. Now they shouldn't accost a woman. They shouldn't assault a woman.
Right.
I'm there. But
we're
if
not
you expect
for
them
that.
Not to get aroused or excited in any way, shape, manner, or form, you're just not being realistic. So what does it do to the male, the boy, or what have you, from a chemical or mental standpoint?
And it's very different. It's very different. You know, we don't super care about seeing men in bikinis at all. It just doesn't do it for us. You know, it's all about emotion and being in kindness and things like that. But men are very visually stimulated. They just are. And it's just visual processing. We are just very different, male and female. There are studies all over the place talking about the differences and what's going on. And the problem is
nakedness. You have to wait for the break. Okay. Boys, just something about a naked woman's body that does something to boys. And you're going to explain it on the other side of the break. Gentlemen, senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously, you're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization's COVID-19 dashboard shows a new one-day record has been reached at 307,930 confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide.
Daily confirmed cases have only topped 300,000 once before, when 306,000 were reported on September 6th. According to the WHO's figures, there have been more than 28,870,000 confirmed cases of the respiratory disease, while more than 921,000 people have lost their lives worldwide, including 5,537 yesterday. The WHO's chief said the average daily number of cases throughout the European region is now higher than it was during the first peak in March, citing the record 48,921 cases confirmed in Europe yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her. And
we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the solution is what I want you to be. Right? I don't want you to be part of the problem. The only way that happens is when you get into get informed. That's what it boils down to. Okay, I'm going to bring Dr. B back on with me. We are, for all intents and purposes, I mean, this is like really, really, really sick stuff as far as I'm concerned. But for all intents and purposes, we're talking about porn. I mean, really, kiddie porn. Remember? We got these kids dancing, but doing disgusting stuff on stage because we got the academics telling us that it's the only way they can get the point across, by having little girls do these, what do you want to call those, Dr. B? Beyonce moves?
Yeah, sure. Pumping and grinding. I don't. It's. Ugh.
All right. Let me get. I don't want to throw up yet. Let's get into this a little further. So one of the things that I constantly get in arguments with, especially the more academic and progressive women, keep telling me that men should be able to control themselves. Boys should be able to control themselves. You know, what we see on high school campuses, especially here in Southern California, you know, I would hate to be a boy today. Because I probably wouldn't be able to focus on anything except for the leotard pants that all the girls are wearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now does something
it is males.
To males, right?
That they can't change. Yeah, when you see, you know, suggestive pictures, and it doesn't matter, or video, and again, it doesn't matter how old the female in question is, it just boosts the processing of sexually arousing signals in the brain. It just does. It's instant. So in the male brain, we're just built very different. God has built males to be intense in whatever they do, right? So they can fight, and so they can protect. And fortunately, unfortunately, this comes with it. And I have, you know, even heard feminists say, well, they need to control it. Okay, you tell that to a pit bull that's between you and your kid, and you give him a steak. Tell him to control it. It's instinctual. It's the way God made us, because he did not intend for all of this depravity and this pornography to be all over the media and so accessible. You know, you've got Pornhub. That's the number one used teen app right now, social media app.
Wow.
And it's just there. You can watch anything you want, gay sex, hetero sex, raunchy sex, rapes. You can watch anything.
Where are they getting money for this, though? I mean, you know, it's always funny.
You can get it. You don't have to. You can get around it. It's really easy to break down and to hack.
Yeah, there you go. Unreal. It's just unreal.
Pick up.
But it's unrealistic. And again, so we're clear. I'm not suggesting that boys have a right to sexually assault scantily clad women. That's not what we're saying here at all.
No, we're not.
There's a chemical change. There's just a whole change in the makeup of a male when they're inundated with those kind of videos and pictures and what have you, aren't they?
There just is. Our brains anyway process, you know, nude pictures more efficiently is what the research says than pictures of people, you know, that are clothed. And, you know, there are several studies of that. I just finished a Finnish study actually out of the Academy of Finland that said that. And then even more so for males. So it can provoke that in men and women. And now that everybody wants to choose a gender of the day, I just see that not going to be really good for society at all. And for people who say they, you know, want to go check out this cuties, you know, series on Netflix just because they need to know what their children are facing, you know what your children are facing. That is an excuse to give in to lust and depravity and to go watch it. So let's just not kid anybody. If you want to watch it, just say you want to go watch it.
Right.
But don't say you need to watch it for your kid's sake. That, to me, is worse than just saying you want to go watch it.
You know, there are little cracks. That's what I tell people all the time. It's not a matter of nobody sending your son or daughter into an all-nude review. That's not what we're talking about here. But it's little cracks. It's little things that go on. It's the cute little things you think, you know, she's got a boyfriend and she's only 7. Well, she really doesn't have a boyfriend. It's just kind of cute, and she just thinks she likes him. I mean, you start letting little things in, and they become normalities, don't they?
Well, you do, and then you term it as it's a coming-of-age film. That's kind of how they describe it. And things like that, right? That's desensitization right there. It's coming
exactly
of age.
Right.
It is not coming of age. Yeah, it's coming of the progressive age. That is not at all what we need to be seeing. And, you know, I bring up the word desensitization, and we are there, and we've been there, you know, from magazines, you know, Playboy and all that. But now we're even worse because instant gratification. We can get any of it through any kind of video website, and we can watch all of it. Violent desensitization, or we're becoming desensitized to violence, and we're also now becoming desensitized to sex.
So this is what I love about these people. So first of all, movies like that, the Beyonce did when she's doing pelvic thrusts, somehow they call that empowering a woman. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, when I was 17 or 18, maybe it was empowerment because I would follow you all over the place if I thought I was going to, have a chance with you. But, you know, as you get older and smarter, you start realizing, look, what's sexy to me is a smart woman. What's sexy to me is an educated woman. What's sexy to me is not a woman who's constantly worried about what she looks like. All right? And I know some of you women are out there saying, oh, sure, but you men aren't like that. You're always, if we don't look right or we don't have this, we have a hair out of place. No. I'm sorry, I'm going to say no. My wife, if something's going on and she's got hair out of place, so what? What is that the end of the world, really? Did I marry her so that every hair would be in place? We've just over-sexualized everything when it comes to women, and then they wonder why guys do what they do sometimes, don't they?
Yes, and it's really the difference. You know, it all comes back to what's your moral code. What moral code are we teaching our children? And it comes down to love versus lust. It's not. Call it what it is. And if you are especially if you're married and you're fantasizing about another woman, you're watching other people. It's a sin, and it's a big sin, and it can really trip you up. And the enemy is tripping a lot of people up. You know, the divorce rate is on the rise. The suicide rate is on the rise. You know, you get caught up in your sin, and here we are. You know,
I don't get to the. I'm sorry. I don't get the divorce rate. I'm just one
the
of those
COVID
guys.
Divorce that, rate.
Well, I don't get what. You didn't know this woman was like this when you married her. You didn't know this guy was like this when you married him.
I wonder what that's about.
You're saving grace with eight. You're away from them 10 hours a day. That was your blessing for the day.
I think it's an excuse. Yeah, right. I can't wait to come out on that. I don't get it either.
Oh God. Now the kids, I can see you wanting to. You know, at times want to just grab kids by both ears, but the husband and wife
child
thing,
abuse, we understand. No.
You know, but really, it's just amazing to me what's going on. And then now the kids are home; they're watching more TV. They're behind the screen that we've been told is bad for them to be behind for long periods of time, and now we're forcing them to be behind those screens for long periods of time. It's like a no-win situation for these kids, isn't it?
You know, all these studies come out, you know, and I just finished, you know, the last 2 years on a speaking circuit on with churches and schools, you know, telling you know, reduce screen time. No matter what, we've got to reduce screen time. And now we've got all the governors, get them on the screen, get them on the, you know, we got to do school on the screen. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, there are going to be issues, you know, and I keep saying there are going to be more mental health issues with our kids that we are not realizing. And it's going to take years to form because the brain is, like I said, forming. And we're going to see a lot of differences. The neurons, you know, everything, the connections that are going on. We are actually growing the brain different because we are on screens all the time. So the development of the brain is going to be very interesting to look at. And I'd say 5 to 10 years, we're going to definitely, if we're still here, gosh, we're going to definitely see issues with that, with kids and mental health. And
well,
I don't know what we do about it at this point. I keep fighting, right? You keep fighting.
Well, you're right. You never give up and but you know, the stuff that, I find myself reading and looking into, and always, as Yul Brynner said, always a puzzlement to me that these academics can't figure it out. And it's like, so we were leaving girls behind for decades, right? Because they were going to be, they didn't need to be educated. They were going to be homemakers. They were going to have babies. They were going to stay home and mop floors or something. I don't know what we were thinking. But so we didn't really educate them well. And then we saw how far behind girls were falling. So what do? We seem to can't do two things at once. So we started working on the girls. We started making sure that you know, when it came to sports and academics, they were just had the same opportunities that boys had. But what we did was we forgot about the boys for a while because we figured we'd go back and pick them up later.
Right.
Now, boys don't mature as quickly as girls do, is my understanding. And so now we have a group of boys that are graduating or that
was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat rooms, and you know, wherever you're chatting. I really very much appreciate it. Remember, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I do not care if you don't agree with me. I only care if you get stupid with me. If you're going to insult and you do all that stupid stuff, then I'm going to have a field day with you. But if you want to have an honest conversation, I'm in. Just like the next guy. All right, Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, every week. I always appreciate her time with me. She tries to straighten me out a little bit. Not working, but... And what we were talking earlier, if you missed it, you got to go back and get the podcast later on, because we were talking about the moral compass of Hollywood and all the wonderful things they're teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and your kids, and God, this is just sick, 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 you know? It's just amazing.
It is. It is. And I really do need parents to listen up. And we can't be willfully ignorant anymore. And we have to really realize how desensitized we are and how desensitizing Hollywood movies are. And these, what I think what the hypocrisy of Hollywood, you know, and I couldn't give two, you know, what's about them, but I want to say this. They are the biggest hypocrites because here they are shooting up everybody, having sex with everybody, you know, all genders, all everything. And then they're like, oh, I don't, what's going on with America? I don't know. And what's with all the guns? You know, it's like, what are you talking? You created this in essence. You created this. I remember when they were, you know, I've worked with mass shooters as well and been involved with many, the victims' families. But I remember when they had that whole ad with all of those, you know, Hollywood elites talking about put down the gun and we need to get rid of guns. And then I flipped the channel to see Brad Pitt and, you know, and Angelina Jolie shooting each other with guns I've never even owned. So
yeah, were they, I mean, seriously, would they make any money if they didn't make movies like that?
But no, we don't want to just see two people sitting at, you know, Starbucks having a discussion. But you know, this has all led to what we are seeing in society. And, you know, I have literally hundreds of research studies. And here's one that just came out. And you guys can go to Psychology Today, which is a very liberal site and organization, however, it talks about our boys, and these are boys and girls that are 13 and under, being exposed to these things, being exposed to cuties, being exposed to Pornhub, all of these things that are out there, even movies. I mean, any movie I'm trying to watch, I always try to watch, you know, these new shows. And within the first half hour, the first episode, season one, episode one, we've got someone who's gay, we've got someone cussing, and we've got three people that have had sex. And I'm like, I'm just trying to watch a detective show. So it is everywhere. And especially with how much screen time you're giving kids, don't just send them to their room and assume they're doing school, because I'm telling you, they're clicking in and out of these tabs.
That's right.
They're going incognito. Yes, incognito is a thing. If you've never heard of it, go look on your computer. And they are watching in between. They're listening. If they've got ear pods in, they're watching and listening while they're in school. It happens. So again, the earlier kids are exposed to sexual content and shows like this, and even talking about it, it flips on a switch in their mind, in their brain, that cannot be flipped off. There's some people.
And it's, let's wait a minute. But I want to come back to something for a second.
Yeah.
It's natural. It is, you know, these are the same jerks.
In its own time.
You're gonna poke me here, because what tease me off, I almost said the P word, what tease me off, okay, is, seriously, the fact that they're trying to tell me that pedophilia is normal, and it's a sexual orientation, and it's okay that a 22-year-old gets all excited over a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, right? But yet, if a young boy gets aroused by, you know, a half-naked girl, and, you know, they have to learn how to control themselves. Like, wow. You people are sick. You're not just sick.
Yeah, the double standard is pretty horrible. There is really still a double standard, and I think there always will be. But this latest study literally shows that even movies that influence, you know, are influential, and there are a lot of them. I mean, I don't really know a movie I could. The PG-13 rating, it's going to be R. R minus.
Yeah.
But the earlier it is, it's flipped on, you know, it flips on that part of the brain, and you're looking at girls and boys twice as likely to engage in oral sex by the time they are 13.
Thank you.
I don't tell you. And then by the time they're 18, and a lot of parents don't care because they just think it's normal. But for those of us who care, it's a 60% chance that they will have intercourse by the time they're 18. So
you're making me nuts.
it's just, and this is Psychology Today. This is a liberal site. Wow. This isn't like some Christian BillyGraham.com site. And the thing is, once the earlier a child is exposed, they have a higher risk of, you know, getting an STD and then also engaging in high risk sex. So, that's unprotected sex, sex during or before drug and alcohol, all of that. So parties, things like that. So for those parents that say that I just need to watch it, I don't know what to say. I feel like if you're married and you have kids, you kind of know how it goes. I really don't think you need to watch it.
Well, I'm with you. They always say the same thing to me, and I would say, why? Why do you have to watch it? Okay? Well, you know what? All you need to watch, if you really feel like you have to watch something, watch 20 seconds. It's all you need. Then go throw up and then tell your kids you're not watching the movie. You know? It's
really absolutely. It's really absolutely. And if this doesn't freak you guys out, you know, yet, if you're still like, I still am not convinced that there's a problem, there was a study of almost 1,000 sex addicts. And, I don't want to hear, my kid's not a sex addict. Well, that's what we're grooming. That's what's coming up here. Right. So out of 1,000 sex addicts that were in this research study, it was a very thorough research study, 90% of men and 77% of women reported that pornography had been introduced to them at an early age.
Wow.
90% and 77%.
Wow. That's all I gotta say. Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Drop the mic.
Oh, God. And you know what? And people keep doing this to their kids. It's consistent.
Well, yes, because they don't know. We have to know what our children are watching. We have to know what they're playing. This is the same with rap lyrics. Rap lyrics are in this study as well. There's just as demeaning and just as effective negatively. We've got to know. We've got to take advantage of these moments, these teachable moments. I wouldn't even, you know, I talk to my kids. Hey, did you guys hear about Cuties? Oh, yeah, it's all over. Did you cancel Netflix? I did. Do you know what it's about? And we just sit down and have a talk. And again, I have a 10-year-old girl and then an 18 and 16-year-old boy. And we just talked about, do you understand that it's this and it's over sexualization? We're not going to watch it. If I find out you did, that's between you and your God. But again, we don't have a Netflix account anymore and they don't have devices. Our 18-year-old's the only one that has a phone. So, you've got to also make use of internet filters and parent controls. You and I have talked about this.
Yep.
Our internet goes off at 11 throughout the house. We've got to enforce limits around screen time. You know, these are just, to me, common sense things.
Well, you and I both feel that way, but you know, you and I both know you have parents out there that are going, well, you don't want little Johnny to feel left out. Everybody else got to see the movie. What am I supposed to tell him? No, he can't see it?
Yep. And the other thing I hear, Joe, all the time as an excuse is we've got to prepare them for the world. Okay, not at 12, and I don't know how watching pornography with your children is preparing them for the world. I wouldn't want them to watch that at 25 either.
Oh, God bless America. Okay.
These are the things I get. These are the emails. I disagree with you, Dr. B, because we have to prepare them. Well, yes, you do. Number one, of course you do, but this isn't the way. You prepare them by sharing your family's values and their expectations. That's how you prepare them for the world. Talk to their children about what the media represents sex as versus what God says sex should be in relationships,
right.
Gender roles.
You brought it up.
So,
we got to go down that road because I do not understand. You're judging us. Yeah, you're right. I am. How do Christian parents, you deal with a lot of them. How do Christian parents justify this? How do they look you straight in the face and go, well, you know what? They're going to be exposed to this anyhow. It's a good way for them to find out. And then I can talk to them about it afterward and help them out.
You can. I say you absolutely can. You absolutely want to. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to abuse your children emotionally that way? To me, it's emotional abuse. You need to explain your values and explain, especially if you're a Christian, explain how God, get into the Word of God, show how God made two genders and how he made marriage, the only one, man and woman, and then how sex plays a role in that. And, oh gosh, I even literally had a dad bring up concubines. Well, concubines are in the Bible.
Oh,
okay.
So you want your daughter to be part of a concubine, buddy?
Fine. I'm like, buddy, seriously, you can't even handle the wife you have. You want five more?
No.
Rock out.
No.
Call Joseph Smith. See how that
works. There you go. All right, listen, tell people where to get more information about you and get to listen to more of your wisdom.
Yeah, my site's still being worked on, but it's up. Go to drbradio.com and sign up for my newsletter so I don't get banned from that, too.
Always fun. I don't know about fun, but you definitely give me indigestion at times, I'll tell you what. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. I am unleashed in the next hour, so if you're a little fragile, maybe you shouldn't listen. We'll be back in a little bit.